All you truckers and truckers' wives and everybody in the trucking industry, maybe it was an accident or maybe you did it on purpose, but you found Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy and this is
Tyler.
Hey Tyler, before we get started, you got something to say to these people?
Of course, we got to tell them how to find us. Hey, head over to TalkCDL.com, the official website for Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. There you can find all of our social links, such as our link to iTunes and Google Play. But especially, head over to Facebook.com/TalkCDL and hit that like button. We got a great show ahead of us, so let's get to it.
Hey, Tyler, here we are again, man. Welcome to the show. And Tyler, we should say, you know, it's kind of the new show, you know what I mean, compared to the quality and everything. Everybody's been, you know, giving us awesome reviews about the new quality of the show and everything. So, you know, we're trying to mention it maybe at the beginning, at the end, and, you know, we'll do this for so many shows and then, you know, we won't bug everybody about telling them how great our show sounds, but we just want to make sure that we're kind of these newer shows are separated from the other ones. What do you think?
Yeah. The last episode that we recorded on Blog Talk Radio was titled New Talk CDL in the Future, and I kind of updated it and it's titled New Talk CDL in the Future - Bad Quality Episodes End Here, because honestly, according to us, we believe it is way better sound quality. We hope you feel the same, and we hope that you, on our website on talkcdl.com, there's a review our podcast in the bottom right corner. You can go ahead and click that and leave us a review and tell us what you truly think of the new sound. We've already got positive feedback. My editing skills are improving, I think, so hopefully we can get better. But hey, we just wanted to mention that before we get to today's topic, which I believe is, what is today's topic? It's a pretty good one, I think.
Have I improved? I mean, like everything, you didn't mention that I improved.
Yeah, you know,
you improved in the quality. Like, did Troy improve or
improve in my editing quality so that we can get out some of our, you know, some of the bad noise? But yeah, you know, I don't know. According to the episode two episodes ago, I think, what was it called? What team drivers hate about each other? Apparently, you haven't maybe improve very much in the last 20,
you never improve
years.
According to your wife, you yeah. should learn that as a young guy now. I promise you, wives never let you forget nothing. But hey, listen, let's just get on to today's show before I get in trouble with mine. Today, Tyler, we're talking, it's a little more serious. Like, sometimes the show's serious, sometimes it's funny. Today we're talking about the do's and the don'ts of quitting a trucking company. In fact, you know, we have an article coming out that's going to be posted on talkcdl.com. I don't know if you're going to upload it to Facebook, but it's going to obviously show, you know, the right way to leaving a trucking company and the wrong way. And it depends on the situation. What do you think?
Definitely. You know, in that episode or that article rather will most likely be associated with this podcast. That way, you know, you can listen to what we have to say here. If you're not much of a reader, you know, you can go ahead and listen to us here. We just like to go ahead and we'll write a little article up about it as well. That way, you know, for those who like to read, maybe they don't feel like listening, they're just kind of going to bed or whatever, you can go ahead and read about it as well. It'll be a nice bulletproof format, easy to read, easy to skim, just focusing on those key points of why you don't want to leave a company this way and why you should hire into a company in another way. So I don't know. What are we starting with?
Well, you know, I mean, we should just say the do's and the don'ts, you know, how of quitting your trucking company, you know, to move on to the next job. And each, you know, the one thing we thought about this a lot, you know, this article and, you know, we've looked into things, plus the fact that we've been doing it for over 19 years working with drivers. And the one thing that we realized, Tyler, is it really, like, a lot of people go, oh yeah, I always leave me a 2-week notice, man. Hey, I don't want to leave anybody high and dry. And then some drivers are like, no, I'm just going to leave. Well, you know, there's a happy medium really to everything. You know, in the article, it's going to ask, can everybody be happy? And the answer really is no. Not everybody's going to win when a driver quits, obviously. But, you know, we have a lot of tips on how to quit. And each situation is different. Now, one thing we never advocate is, you know, quitting in a manner that's going to make you look bad. But here's some situations, for example, I'll give you, and some of these we talk about in the article, but for example, you're happy where you're at, but all of a sudden, maybe something locally pops up in your area, say a union job, whatever, to where it's double your salary, more home time, and okay, it's time to move on. Even though you've been maybe where you're at for a couple of years, that's a situation, Tyler, where a good size notice should be warranted. Okay. That's a situation where if you've been at a company for an extended period and you're willing to leave them for another job, well, then you would want the company you're going to have a lot of respect for your other company in that situation. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree.
So therefore I would say a minimum of a 2-week notice. And look, if you've been at a company for 5, 6, 10 years and you just got that local job, I think the best thing to do would be sit down with the local or the new position that you really offered and ask them how quickly do they need you. And obviously they're going to let you work out a notice if they're a good company. In fact, if a company tells you, you got to come today or you're losing this, it might not be a good company to begin with that doesn't have that kind of, you know, earnest going on in their company. Tyler, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that kind of, as far as the last statement you made, I think it's a little bit, it would be a pro and con of them, of a recruiter kind of saying, hey, you know, it depends on how they do it, right? If a driver was talking to a recruiter and the recruiter says, hey, you know, you might want to leave right now and come right now because this opportunity is going to leave you. That could be because they have a really good turnover rate and it actually might not be there. But then again, they could be kind of weaning you through the door. So it really depends. You got to really feel out the recruiter, you know, but you don't want to leave a company that you have a really good history with high and dry, you know, like that. You do want to leave a notice for someone who you have a respect for. That doesn't say that if you don't respect a company, you just, you know, destroy them, because they can destroy you just as easily.
So, and we'll get into talk. We'll talk about the companies that isn't a good situation. But like you said, this is a situation where the driver actually likes the company he's leaving. He's been there a long time, but he got an opportunity. I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with bettering yourself, right, Tyler? We're always striving to do that.
Yeah, if you're not always looking to improve your career, I'd say one of the easiest ways as a trucker to kind of not so much fail, but if you're not always looking to improve and earn more money in the right way, and you're looking to kind of progress your career, I mean, why sit stagnant when you could, you know, be in a better position? Maybe this one's working out for you, but this next one may get you home a little bit sooner, a little bit more pay. You know, you always kind of feel those things out. That's just, you know, you're the one that's in control of your own career and how much money you make. So,
yeah. So there, that would be one situation. And of course, you know, leave your notice. You want to do the right thing and wish each other good luck. And, you know, in that situation, I would say everybody can be happy. If you're working for a good company and they see you're bettering yourself, a lot of times they're going to be happy for you anyways. And, you know, depending on the carrier itself. But now let's talk about a bad situation. And we discussed this in the article they're going to be able to read, but let's say you were brought to a company under false pretenses. Let's say there was an ad in your local paper, internet ad, whatever, and it was a dedicated run. Or let's say you were promised a certain rate per mile and you started working for the carrier and A, it was a dedicated and fell through, or B, they lied to you, whatever the case is. But now you're between jobs, you have no choice. So you end up staying there for a short time. Or, like I said, you're brought in under an offer of, I'll give you an example, say 10 cents a mile more than you're getting now, okay? And you get there and they change the rate on you. You know, it's, you know, that situation, Tyler, I'm going to tell you, if it was me, and I never advocate for someone to just quit and tell them to go to hell on the spot, yada, yada, yada. You got a choice there. If you're between jobs and you had to go to work, and now, and this does happen where a driver is brought into a carrier, he feels he was lied to, and he decides, well, if I walk out and quit now I'm stuck without a job. I'm better off at least running, getting a paycheck, and looking for another job from day one, which is a bad situation. My whole thing is, you find a good job, you know, you want to leave as much notice as you can, but I don't know that the company deserves a 2-3 week notice, Tyler, at all. But at the same time, and I'll continue. I see you're wanting to say something. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to agree with you. And I think you're about to kind of dive into that. It's just that I have a feeling you're going to say something along the lines of, at the same time, you got to be careful. If you already know that that company is lying to you, that right. means they're a bad company. And if you just up and leave them, they could be go for the throat, you know?
You got it. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, so you got to, again, guys and gals out there, the one thing you got to do is keep in mind one thing, that this is your life. And, you know, we've said this a million times, these carriers, okay, they can hurt you a lot longer than you can hurt them. Believe me, you can walk out the door and do things the wrong way, and they can give you a bad reference that goes a long time. So you really want to, like Tyler said, you might want to evaluate the carrier from day one. But, you know, if you come to the point where, you know, okay, I've been lied to, and then you realize, okay, these are the kind of people that will put everything on my deck, okay, bad, you might want to leave at least a week's notice and just say, hey, and listen, you know, in the article, it even tells you, and you should read this article. It's a good article. The article even tells you, smile and shake their hand. Say, thank you for the opportunity for working here. You know, to go out with an F you, go to hell. You lied to me. I'm going to tell everybody how bad of a company you are. You know, like Tyler said, that could create a bad reference. And sometimes just swallowing a little pride for an hour, shake their hand, smile, let them get you a ride home. Obviously, take the truck back to them and say goodbye. I mean, that's really the best way to do things, Tyler. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the most important thing to send home with this is the fact that the way that you leave a company is entirely in your hands. And what I mean by that is it's how you speak to the company. It's how, you know, making sure you drop off your truck, like you said, finish off that last load. Don't just leave it there. There's other things
very
to
important.
That. That's a huge one, because no matter what you say as a driver, what's on your deck or what a company says about you is what they say about you. Another company is always going to believe another company over you. That's sad, but that's usually the case, right?
Unless what's in writing.
Unless you have something to prove otherwise, you know, text message traffic, email traffic. And that's another thing you can kind of do to help protect yourself is try and make your own records, right? Whether it's through a text message with your dispatcher or an email through your dispatcher, things like that.
But Tyler,
can help you.
Tyler, that's still no reason to be an asshole on the way out.
Yeah, you do not want
ever, to never be the big asshole leaving.
Be respectful in the manner, because that is what's going to determine the difference between, you know, the company deciding to go for your throat or to not, you know. And just because, you know, they're bad to you doesn't mean you're bad to them. I just kind of messed those words up, I think, but you get what we're saying. It's just so important to be respectful and swallow some of your ego in these cases, because it's just not worth it.
Tyler, in the article also, we also touch base on why are you quitting? And if you, I tell everybody in the trucking industry all the time, when I'm having a problem, okay, no matter what it is in the trucking industry, in sales or whatever the case is, whatever I'm doing that day, the first person I look at is me. I do. Yep. And a lot of truck drivers, and I've interviewed them over the years, I know you have too, you know, a lot of them have that, oh, this company done me wrong. Oh, that company done me wrong. And look, I'm not saying companies aren't doing you wrong. I'm just saying, you know, in the trucking industry, you got to come with a little bit of thick skin and be able to tolerate stuff. So I came up with just a couple little self-testing questions, if you will, Tyler, that a driver, before he does quit, maybe he's at a job and he might want to ask himself a couple questions like this.
Hey, Troy, let's take a pause for a second and thank our sponsor, Mercer Transportation, an awesome flatbed owner-operator company. You can show your support to the show by heading over to mercertown.com or talkcdl.com and click on the banner.
Yeah, drivers, if you're looking to drive and lease on to one of the best owner-operator companies in the United States, I'm telling you, Mercer Transportation is where it's at. These people are sincere. They're genuine. We've talked to them several times ourselves, and they are the real deal. Check them out and let us know how you like them. You know, especially what's the number one reason truckers quit? Money, right?
Yep.
So here's the question I would ask if I'm a trucker. Am I going home too much? Okay, because obviously the more you go home, the less you make. Am I refusing loads? You know, we see one of the things we see with truck drivers, you know, not making money, that when you look at their Qualcomm or you interview companies, that one of the things they say is, you know, you got drivers, they'll refuse loads. They want to go home too much. They want to get home a day early. They want to stay home a day late. They're cutting into two paychecks all the time. You know, it's just one thing after another. So am I going home too much? Am I refusing loads? Oh, here's a load from Dallas to New Jersey. Oh, well, but we got one that's going to go to Albuquerque in the morning. Okay, I'll wait for that one. Well, you just waited 24 hours and you lost money that week and now your paycheck sucks because you refused the load. So you might want to start asking yourself these questions. Or here's another one. Am I finding excuses that don't permit me from running? Like telling dispatch I'm tired or I don't feel good. You know, I mean, just making up little things. Or maybe I'm just not in the mood and I make little things up. I'm telling you, these are little things that hurt us as truck drivers.
Yeah, I think that last one is like, not only in trucking, I think that's a huge thing with the human beings in general, right? We like to talk ourselves out of good things for some reason. Like we'll get into something, we'll be like, oh, and it's just because of that mood. Maybe we woke up kind of just bad and everything that day is just the worst. And then we talk it up even more. We sit there, especially truckers, we're in the truck for 600 miles at a time, you know, one way and stuff. And it's just, that's a lot of time to think to yourself. And you got to kind of distract yourself from those thoughts because you may be making stuff up that's not really there. And a good way to do that is maybe to, you know, call someone who you know is a positive person and kind of just talk you through some things. Run whatever is going through your mind through another person because they could kind of fix your thoughts a little bit.
Yeah. So Tyler, and this is a short show we're doing here today. And that part right there is all in the article. Some of the do's. Okay. Just to recap them, you know, if it's a good relationship, you don't want to burn bridges, leave at least a 2-week notice. If you're there under false pretenses or the situation that you're there is not due to your fault. Okay. You know, you want to leave some kind of notice. We're not in any way ever going to tell anybody, don't leave any notice, just quit. Okay. The last thing you ever want to do is just quit. And I'll tell you, one of the other last things you want to do is abandon the truck. You know, that's the one thing, you know, we're going to get into the don'ts and that be number one. Don't abandon the truck, Tyler. Take it back. What do you think?
That's unless there is, I mean, we've heard cases, right? We've had cases where, you know, it was a safety issue. It was something that just, it permitted it, but very, 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 very few times does it ever permit you abandoning a truck. Because you can guarantee if a company has to spend $1,000 or whatever to go pick your truck up and fuel the person to drive it back and everything combined, they're going to be very unhappy.
Tyler, let me say this. And I've interviewed drivers over the years and drivers will tell me, hey, listen, man, I'm quitting this company. And you know what? I was here for 2 days. I told them I was quitting and they just called me and said, hey, don't worry. We got a team coming by. We're just going to pick that truck up. Absolutely do not do that. Do not get into that situation ever, because I'm telling you, as sure as God made green little apples, that's going to be abandonment on your thing. I don't care how much you can tell the next company that calls you to hire you and you're going to try to explain to them, they told me they were coming to pick this truck up. Absolutely. You better voluntarily ask them where this truck needs to be returned to Or to be honest with you, you're better off if you're at your house instead of I'm quitting, I'm done, screw you, all this other crap. That leads them to say, we're going to come pick our truck up. You're better off just saying, hey, I'm turning in a notice right now. Or maybe don't even do it from your house. Because if they come to pick that truck up, abandonment is one of the worst things that's going to be on your record for quitting, bar none.
Yeah, and I think, I think what you could summarize a lot of this up to is all in research. Research all of these things before you even step into a truck, you know, and sometimes it's a combination of research and the way you approach things, right? If you call a recruiter coming into a truck, you know, how to join, we're talking about the dues here, and you right away start demanding answers and start demanding things, and you give that persona about yourself right there, you're starting off wrong. Okay, do your research, but know that sometimes the web is the worst place to find out about a company, right? There's so many sour people out there that are spreading rumors that just aren't true. So make sure you do your own research.
Tyler, they did a survey. Okay, recently I seen this where 98%, it's like a huge, like 95 or 98% of the people that are out there leaving the bad remarks. And I'm not just talking about trucking companies. I'm talking about like for Maytag or for General Motors. The ones that leave the bad references are the bad people.
Yeah.
The good ones don't even go out and leave references. So that's why you don't see a lot of good thumbs up reviews with a lot of places, because the good people, they ain't out there trying to run people's name down. Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
No joke. Hey, if you buy anything off Amazon, they always send you an email. Hey, do you want to leave a review on this product? If I like the product, I never do it. If I hated the product, I leave a review and it's a bad review, you know, because I never want to waste my time. I'm too busy playing with my product if it's a good product. Okay, it's the same thing about companies. And not to also mention, and this is huge right now, reviews are probably one of the biggest things on the internet right now. And companies that are against other companies, they will pay a lot of money to create legitimate bad reviews for other companies. So yeah, Keep in mind about that.
Yeah, and I agree with that, Tyler. So that's that's bar none. Leave a notice. Don't abandon the truck. And here's something else, Tyler, that is a known thing on the internet, but on your DAC, your work history, that comes up on drivers also when they quit a job. It's called no show. Right. And really what it is in trucking companies, I've talked to a million of them. They tell me this all the time. On a Monday, like if you get a trucking company that say has 500 trucks or 1,000 trucks or whatever, they'll come in on a Monday morning and there'll be one or two trucks just sitting there cleaned out. Driver had his wife follow him to the terminal or whatever the case is, clean the truck up, because he didn't have, I don't want to say the decency, because in the article, the article talks about drivers really not wanting to be non-confrontational. And I could see that they don't want to say I'm quitting because they know the company's going to try to talk them out of it and all this other good stuff. Right. So what a lot of them do, Tyler, as we know, they just show up on the weekend when nobody's there, clean out the truck and leave the key, you know, on the floor and book out of there before anybody has a chance to talk to them or anything like that, because they don't want to get yelled at or whatever the case is. But that's a big, big thing that happens.
You know, I think one of the things to keep in mind in any business that you do, you know, personal, whatever, is do unto others as you like done to yourself. Okay. You wouldn't want the company to just be like, okay, we're taking your truck today. Bye. And find another job. You don't want to leave that company. You might say, oh, well, they're rich beyond belief. Okay. That's not the case with every company, okay? And that doesn't mean that they deserve to have just automatically lose a driver without being able to plan for that. Because you might have liked your dispatcher, you might have liked your boss, but you might not have liked the position. So anytime you abandon your truck and just leave them hanging dry, you're taking from someone's wallet of someone that you like in one form or another, because now they have to compensate for that load somewhere. So just keep in mind, do unto others as you like done to yourself. And you had mentioned something in there that popped in my mind, but I don't remember what it was now.
You'll think about it in a second, Tyler.
Yeah.
So Tyler, just one or two more don'ts. Okay. And well, like I said, this is kind of a short show. But another don't is don't bring the truck back full of trucker bombs, piss bottles. And I'm serious now. One of the things you don't want a company to put down on your reference is, you know, damaged property or, anything to that effect. You know what I mean? If it takes you a half hour, an hour to clean out your truck, clean it out, leave it in good standings. The one thing that a lot of people don't realize, and we talk about this also in the article, is quitting with your emotion is the worst thing to do. Just all you got to do is keep remembering that your next employer is going to get a piece of paper that he reads what the people that you're leaving that day are saying. So just picture your future boss reading what you're doing right now and then quit in that manner. Go ahead, Tyler. You said you remembered it.
Yeah. I don't know if you'll agree with me on this or not, but orientation hopping is, to me, a don't. Because some companies actually file if you've attended, you know, or at least were supposed to attend or show up to an orientation and you never showed up. I mean, that's kind of that, when you mentioned the no-shows, that popped in my brain. I think that is definitely a don't when you're trying to not leave a company, but when you're trying to, it's a do-don't. You know, don't do that when you're looking into joining a company. Don't orientation hop. That's just the worst idea ever.
Yeah. I've seen drivers do that too. So, but anyways, that's pretty much, you know, what I really wanted to talk about here. You know, when you're quitting your job, and that's the one thing that over the years I've seen drivers do. I'm telling you, probably 90% of the drivers, they do it wrong. You know, and here's a couple other factors. You know, you try to leave a notice. Some companies will try to hold you hostage. They'll try to keep you going away from your house. And in respect to the guy that brings the truck in and leaves his truck on the lot and doesn't leave a notice because he doesn't want to have a bunch of managers try to talk him out of quitting and leave and making a bunch of promises that they're not going to keep, at least in his own eyes, you know, that does happen. I mean, you know what I mean? They sit you down and they promise you everything. And a lot of times, you know, they don't follow through with that. So I would just, like I said, go into the company with clear expectations. It's a lot. It's a better job if you have clear expectations of what you're getting and, you know, go from there. But, you know, if it turns out you got to quit, evaluate the situation. I would say don't quit under emotional, you know, if you do it under emotions, your next boss is not going to like you, Tyler. That's really what I'm trying to say.
Right. And I think it's important to note for this. This episode is a lot more tailored towards drivers that are already been driving for a little bit. I think if you're a brand new driver, we'll do another episode based off of a brand new driver because it's not totally different, but there's a lot more extra steps involved if you're a brand new driver in the industry that you need to take when looking for a company and what to do, when not to leave and stuff like that. So if you're new and you're listening to this and we have a lot of new drivers, stay tuned for that new episode. We'll probably be recording that and it might be maybe the week after this one or after that. I don't know. But stay tuned.
Tyler, I was actually going to ask Alan on the show today. And then I realized just for the exact reason you just said, you know, Alan, he got his CDL less than a year ago.
And listening to this show, actually.
Yeah. We watched him go through trucking school and go through his training with Schneider, and he's still with Schneider. So talking to him about truck quitting, you know what I mean? And asking him how he does it would be pointless because he hasn't quit one yet. Right. Exactly. So, you know, there, and maybe these guys will pick up tips, but I'll tell you the best thing to do is read the article. The article really breaks down a lot. And, you know, just the one thing I would just, the main advice I would give everybody is the way you quit is reflecting on what your next boss is going to be reading about you before you go get hired on. And it may be that job, Tyler, there's some jobs out there that are way better than others. And one bad reference could cost you that really, really good job because companies know one thing, the better the job, the more people are going to want that job. So in fact, I just watched a company had 5 local jobs last week here in Florida. And they said there was thousands of people just applying for it. So you know who got those 5 jobs were people that had really good references and really good work history and a good safety record. Everybody else didn't even get considered. So there's a reason why you should quit your job properly.
100%. You know, and I guess my recap, my final thoughts on it would be, you know, be respectful, do your research. If you're leaving on bad terms, you know, leave the best way that you can. Keep your own research. If you're putting in a notice, which we highly recommend, make sure that notice, you keep traffic of it, because you know, not every company is a bad company and going to say, oh, they never gave me a notice. They just up and left. But if you have documentation of that, it helps you so much. Keep your paperwork. It helps getting a job if there's some bad dirt under the rug or whatever the case is. That would be my final thoughts. Go ahead, Troy. You give yours. You're done. All right, guys. Hey, as always, drive safe. Okay. Thank you for listening to ToxiDL, the Trucker Show, the Trucker 4 podcast, or I just screwed that one up. the podcast for the trucking industry from Truckers for Truckers.
The and new ToxiDL. That's the one the thing I did want to say to her.
Yeah. This
keep,
is
keeping
new.
Us separate from the old audio.
Yeah, you know, this is the new audio, and it's not a brand new show, like not different people, just better quality, we hope. Don't forget to leave us a review. Thank you so much, guys. Drive safe, and we'll see you on the next show.